officers, 250 from outside agencies. We went out today, like everyone in Kansas City, looking to have a celebration. That celebration was marred by a shooting today. And we recognize that there are some who are injured. We are praying for the safety of everyone.
That audio from KSNT News. They say the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. And if anybody else has any information that they would like to release, they can call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-8477. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
After the stealing of the Jackie Robinson statue in McAdams Park in Wichita earlier last week and the arrest of the 45-year-old man Ricky Alderett that ended up stealing it due to trying to collect the medals in the statue, donations continue to pour in from around the nation to try and rebuild the statue in the community. And members of the community say they're extremely grateful to see everybody come together.
With help from the city of Wichita and through our own fundraising efforts, we've really been able to make a nice baseball complex. But it's not perfect. And there's still a few things we'd like to accomplish. Terrible thing that happened. We're trying to put a little bit of a silver lining around a black cloud. And thanks to our community, and thanks to the baseball community, and thanks to the American community, we've been able to do that silver lining.
That audio from Cake News, where they say so far they've raised more than $300,000 to rebuild the statue. Good American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber has named a new president in Jamie Carl, who previously served as Nebraska Chamber's vice president. He has worked with two Nebraska U.S. senators as a U.S. Army veteran and also spent the last 5 years with the Ohio Manufacturers Association. He is taking over for Cindy Johnson, who is retiring. Carl said in a statement that there are no limits on what Grand Island can achieve. In other news, Howard County Sheriff Tom Bush is stepping down to take over as manager of the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Hornady Manufacturing of Grand Island took over management of the park from the city of Grand Island last week and said in a statement that Bush has a deep personal connection with the shooting park, having served the facility as a volunteer over the last decade. In addition to his law enforcement background, Bush served as a U.S. Marine Sergeant with combat deployments to Iraq, where he was awarded the Navy Achievement Medal. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This year's theme for the Marshall County Fair is Stars, Stripes, and Marshall County Knights, which was submitted by Ashley Still. The annual fair event runs July 18th through the 23rd in Blue Rapids. Authorities Tuesday recovered a fire truck stolen from the Burchard, Nebraska Volunteer Department following a lengthy case dating back to last June when the 2004 Chevrolet pickup was reported missing. A property owner in Lancaster County, where the truck was found, is cooperating with law enforcement, who remain uncertain as to how the truck got there with multiple items from the vehicle inside a nearby house. An Omaha man, 25-year-old Shelby Watkins, had previously been arrested in connection with the theft in Pawnee County. Pawnee County Commissioners appointed Deputy Clerk Rachel King to the County Clerk's Office effective March 2nd with the retirement of Candy Nicholas. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet the week of February 19th due to President's Day Monday, their next regular meeting Monday, February 26th. Prairie Hills and Nemaha Central School Districts continue an impasse on transfer of property, with Nemaha Central contends that some 75% of students in the borders. Boxes will be handed out 9 to 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., with help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may contact the State Bank of Odell at 402-766-3720 to sign up for a shift. Learn more on their Facebook site, Mercy Meals, Odell. Washington County residents can now dispatch for local transportation services through the Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging.
As an agency on aging, we do annual needs assessments, and one of the needs that has come up consistently in all of our areas is transportation. We offer general public transportation in Brown and Jackson counties currently in our service area. And there was a need in Washington County. So it is general public transportation, so it's open to anyone who lives in Washington County. And we will take riders anywhere, basically, that they need to go, as long as we can do it during the work days. We're excited to help fill that need. It's very challenging, especially if you're going to a medical appointment and you need someone to drive you. You might not have family or friends available to take you to those appointments. So this is just another resource available. The other thing is both of our vans are ADA accessible, so they do have wheelchair securement. So anybody that is in need of assistance or is using a mobility device, vans are equipped to transport pretty much anywhere they need to go. Since we're pretty new still, we do have a lot of availabilities, but the sooner they know, the better. For example, for somebody here in Hiawatha, sometimes we're booked a week out. If you know it's a medical appointment in 2 weeks, we recommend you call as soon as you know that you need a ride. We do try our best to do same day and next day calls if we can, but it is a first come, first serve system. All dispatching for all of our locations is done out of our office in Hiawatha. They can call our general public transportation number. It's 785-742-7153.
Barbara L. Barb Buck, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. A celebration of life service will be held Thursday, 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary, with a family visitation from 6 until 9 p.m. Thursday. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barb Buck of Marysville. Donald W. Don Harmer, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Don Harmer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken breast, macaroni and cheese, peas and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, pimento cheese sandwich. Crackers, tomato soup, celery, and carrot with pineapple. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to cool down today. Sunshine with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. A slight chance for some snow showers overnight tonight. Cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. There will be a slight chance for some snow early on Friday, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Then clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying sunny into Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the lower to upper 50s, and partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying warmer into Monday as well, sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45, record high on this date, 73. The average low, 22, and the record low, 11, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:20, sunset this evening at 6:03. Brief shower moved across the region with an approaching cold front Wednesday evening. And those cooler temps continue on a north wind. It's 28 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of February. DNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Three people in custody in Kansas City after an outbreak of gunfire. At the end of the celebration for the Super Bowl winning Chiefs left one person dead and more than 20 wounded. Chiefs fan Paul Contreras was part of a group that chased down one of the suspected shooters.
I never think about it. It was just a reaction. I didn't hesitate. It was just do it. So I went to go tackle him, and another gentleman did the same thing. And as I'm tackling him, I see his weapon either fall out of his hand or out of his sleeve because he was wearing a long jacket.
To the NBA, before the Suns' 116-100 win over the Pistons, Detroit forward Isaiah Stewart and Suns forward Drew Eubanks got into a pregame altercation when Stewart struck Eubanks. Kevin Durant postgame.
It's supposed to be a brotherhood, but also understand dudes get into stuff and stuff may happen, but you know, we try to avoid that in this league. Hopefully we can move on from it.
The Celtics routed the Nets 136-86. Clippers edged the Warriors 130-125. The Kings got by the Nuggets 102-98. Cavs beat the Bulls 108-105. NCAA men's top 25, top-ranked UConn routed DePaul 101-65. It was number 8 Tennessee over Arkansas 92-63. And 13th-ranked Auburn blew away number 11 South Carolina 101-61. NHL, the Jets shut out the Sharks 1-0. The Panthers were at the Pittsburgh Penguins, second period.
Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Panthers work it in. Rodriguez looks across. Shot, they score!
The call on WQAM. Matthew Tkachuk put Florida on top, and they never looked back, beating the Pens 5-2. Second day of the first leg of the Champions League round of 16. Lazio upset Bayern Munich 1-0, and PSG beat Real Sociedad 2-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Frankfort at Washington County on FM 95.5.
from ABC News Wall Street Now. Share price gains for ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft helped the broader market to regain some of Tuesday's big losses. The Dow Jones picked up 151 points Wednesday to close at 38,424. The S&P added 1%. The Nasdaq rose 1.3%. Another high-flying stock, NVIDIA, has surpassed Google parent Alphabet in market capitalization. Its chips have been critical in the AI surge. Its stock price now makes it the third most valuable American company. Japan has lost its spot as the world's third largest economy, unexpectedly slipping into recession. Tokyo reports two consecutive quarters of contraction, falling 0.4% on an annualized basis. The three largest economies in the world are now the U.S., followed by China and Germany. Elon Musk's romance with the Lone Star State deepens. His rocket company, SpaceX, has filed paperwork to change its incorporation address from Delaware to Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, as well as a glance through the overnight session here this morning. Yesterday was a very low day, pretty much all across the board, lower in the grains and oil seeds, feeling pressure and triple-digit losses in the livestock. February live cattle finished down 135 at 182.40. April down $1.10 at $184 per hundredweight. March feeder cattle down 177 to 246.22. April down 215 at 249.6. Now, there was a good spot for the hogs yesterday. The February contract expired yesterday, slightly higher. April was also up $3.45 to $84.52. May up $2.52 to $88.50. Now, this week, of course, investors have been a bit hesitant because of today's USDA forum that will be later this morning and into this afternoon. So quite a bit of information that will be obtained from that. But a lot of pressure on the corn market yesterday. In fact, hitting a new low. March corn currently near that low at 4.23 and a quarter through the overnight session. That's down a penny this morning. May's down one and a quarter to 436. Lots of pressure on the wheat market as well. High inventory as well as the Russian wheat markets cutting their prices. March Kansas City wheat down 6 1/4 to 581 and a half. May down 6 1/4 as well to 577 and 3/4. March oats unchanged at 382 and little movement beyond that as well. Soybeans feeling some pressure this morning as well. March soybeans down 4 1/4 at 1166 and a half. May's down 4 1/4 as well at 1172. Soy meal this morning down slightly. March down 30 at 343 and same story for the oil market. March soybean oil down 56 points at 45.79. Cotton had a huge day yesterday, leading to yet another rise this morning. March cotton currently up 45 points at 93.93. May up 32 at 94.70. A look through the metals this morning. February gold is up $3.30 an ounce at 19.93.60. March silver up 28 cents at 22.66 per ounce. And this will be a big driver today. The March dollar index back weaker again, down 13 at 104.48.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State Junior Producer Days supply Kansas youth with relevant industry knowledge and hands-on experience for their livestock projects. K-State Youth Livestock Coordinator Lexi Hayes relays what participants can expect to learn at these events.
Well, this spring, we have the Junior Producer Days that are coming up, and since we are in an even year, we will be doing a beef and a sheep day, and we host the swine and meat goat days in odd years. So these are one-day educational events for families. They are geared towards youth, but we encourage the whole family to come, especially if it's a family that is new to the project. Extension agents are really open to anyone that wants to come and learn about that project, but we'll be covering a variety of topics from selection to nutrition, and then at the end of the day, we'll have some showmanship and grooming and clipping demos as well. We will cover a wide range of topics to make sure that everyone that comes learns something new to take home and apply to their project for the upcoming year.
She discusses more event details in this year's speaker lineup.
On March 2nd and also March 16th, we'll actually be in Weber Arena. Starting at about 9 o'clock for both days. Registration tables will open at 8, and we'll start with selection for both days. So, and then we'll go into some breakout sessions. So families can pick and choose what workshops they want to go to make sure they tailor the educational day towards what their needs are. We have a variety of speakers coming in. Some of them are faculty members, and then we also have both K-State undergrad students, graduate students, and then we'll have some guest speakers. So we have a variety of expertise areas.
For those exhibiting livestock at the Kansas State Fair or Kansas Junior Livestock Show, Hayes explains the opportunities available to complete requirements for attendance.
So after the program officially closes, there'll be some optional courses at the end of the day, one being YQCA, Youth for the Quality Care of Animals, which is a youth livestock quality assurance program. It is required for any child that's going to go on and show at the state fair or junior livestock show. And then there are a few county fairs that require it as well. And so they need to talk to their local office about what those requirements may be. But it is an annual training, and so it's a good opportunity that if they're already here, they can go ahead and knock out that training as well and be set for the year. And while that training is going on for the kids, I'll also be hosting a state livestock nomination session for parents and some of those older youth so they understand what the process looks like if they're going to nominate for the state fair or junior livestock show.
That was K-State Youth Livestock Coordinator Lexi Hayes on the K-State Junior Producer Days and their importance to youth livestock projects. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis and Riggs with Beatra 77 Livestock. It is certainly a Thursday and a good morning to all, and we have our bred heifer cow special here today at 11 o'clock. Well, things will get started right on time with the cow-calf families, and certainly we have some of those here today. The Dorn Red Angus 5-head first calf families with calves 2 week old, and certainly Red Angus calves with an enforced 3 shot, so they are ready to go. Out of Geneva, the Howell cattle, 12 black families, 3 to 7 year olds. They have calves 2 to 6 weeks old on those families. The Schmidt families out of Beatrice, there's 9 black families, 4 to 7 year old. They're January black calves. Out of Bremen, we have the Cruzy cattle. They're 3 black OCV balancer families. They have AI'd stingray calves at side. They've got a black leg shot and ready to go. Also, the Gobber families, there's 2 black families. They're going to be 4 and 5 year olds, and they've got 30-day old calves on them. And we will start with the cow-calf families at 11 o'clock. In the bred heifer department, again, Cruzy has the balancer bred heifers. There's going to be 4 black balancer OCV. First calf heifers are going to be the stingray. Those heifers are 8 to 9 months. The 8 red balancer OCV first calf bred heifers are going to be AI'd to red LSF Knight 76B. And again, they're close up at that 8 to 9 months. The Stutzman heifers, what a great set. 20 black and red first calf bred heifers are going to be bred Red Angus, folks. They're all vaccinated, scour guarded. They're due 3/12, and they are pregnant 8 to 9 months. The Hagemeyer heifers, they'll be out of Pickrell. There's 21 Red Angus first calf bred heifers. One calved at midnights, folks. So when I have close up on my notes, we certainly mean it. They're close to calving, very heavy springers. They're going to be bred Red Angus, double scour guarded, and ready to go. Also, we have the Jansen 3 black baldy first calf bred heifers. They're bred to Main Event or High Life. They are pregging 8 months along. In the bred cow department, we've got a great set of 25 black and red bred cows. There's 23 of those that are 3 to 5 year olds, or balance age is the rest of the group. They are bred Charlet. They're vaccinated. They're worm. They're due March 12th for 60 days, and they are pregnant 7 to 8 months. Now the solid mouth group, there's 20 red and black bred cows. Good solid mouth bred cows, bred Charlet, same story. They are pregnant at 7-8 months, and that's Tim Stutzman out of Dorchester. Gobber Farms out of Humboldt has 54 black Angus bred cows. 23 of those are 3 to 5 year olds, a balancer running age. They're black Angus bred, and they are pregnant 7 to 8 months. The Kennedy entry is 20 black baldy OCV bred cows. They're 4 to 8 year olds. They're bred black Angus, changing the game. They're due April 28th. They are pregnant 4 to 8 months. The Tenneper cattle, they is 14 char black bred cows, 4 to 8 year olds are bred to black bald eagle kernel bull. They're due February 28th, and they are pregnant 6 to 9 months. The bartered entry is for black bred cows broken to short solid. They're bred black calf March 8th. The Jansen entry of 4 black red baldy bred cows, 4, 5, and 8 year olds, bred to main event or high life at 6 to 8 months. The Lorton entry of cows is 17 black bred cows, running age bred Black Angus, calving starting in March, anywhere to 4 to 8 months. And the Meyer cows is 9 black bred cows, 7 year to short solid bred Black Angus, calf March 31st. They are 6 to 8 months. Well, it starts all here today at 11 o'clock here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. The cow-calf families will be first, and we certainly will be back in town on Monday for our feeder cattle special. So have a great day. Certainly give us a call, Tony Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. As you know, the way that we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees on a cold front moved through overnight. It'll be a chilly weekend, middle 40s on the high side today with middle 30s on Friday, chance of snow moving across, then back in the middle 50s perhaps by Sunday into Monday.
We've all heard of Einstein's theory of relativity. Do you know his theory of happiness? We will clue you in on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 15th, the 46th day of the year. The astronomer Galileo was born on this day, and Canada introduced its new maple leaf flag on this day in 1965. Albert Einstein may have been a genius in physics. Was he as insightful when it came to human nature? Legend has it that, having no cash to tip a bellboy, he quickly penned a short note for him telling the boy that it may be worth something one day. That note eventually sold at auctions for $1.6 million. Here's what it said. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Modern-day research may quibble with that theory. Evidence shows that happiness brings success rather than the other way around. Of course, it is all relative. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They have upwards of 2,500 head of early consignment listings, including 6 black bred running age, 5 black bred 7-year cows, March calving, 10 black Angus replacement heifers, bangs vaccinated. They weigh 750 to 8. 10 black bulls and heifers weigh 350 to 450. 21 black steers and heifers, 350 to 5. 10 red steers and heifers, 4 to 550. 8 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6, 20 weighing at 4 to 6. 25 mostly black steers, heifers, and bulls weighing 4 to 600 pounds. 15 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 45 mixed steers and heifers, 4 to 725. 35 black steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 75 black and red steers, 5 to 6. 16 Charlie steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 30 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 47 black steers weigh 5 to 650. 8 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650, 150 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 19 black and white faced steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 8 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7, with 15 red steers weighing 5 to 750. 20 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 6. 11 weighing 5 to 6. 20 black and Charolais steers and heifers, 5.5 to 7. 50 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 7. 50. 38 black steers at 5.5 to 7.50. 80 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5.5 to 8. 7 mixed steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 20 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7.50, with 80 weighing 6 to 8. 20 black heifers weighing 6 to 8. 21 mostly black steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 80 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8.50. 36 mixed steers at 6 to 8.50. 82 mostly black steers, 6 to 8.50. 55 red and white face, black and white face steers and heifers weigh 6.25 to 7.25. 35 black heifers, 6.50 to 7. 19 mixed steers, 6.5 to 7.50. 60 black and Charolais steers and heifers, 6.50 to 8. 21 mostly black steers and heifers, 6.50 to 8.50. 19 black steers and heifers, 7 to 7.50. A lot of 350 weighing 7 to 9. 60 black and white face steers, 7.50 to 8. 40 black heifers weigh 7.50 to 8. 120 mostly black yearling heifers, 7.75 to 8. 80 black steers, 8 to 9. 10 black yearling steers, 8 to 9. 50 mixed steers and heifers, 8 to 9. 15 black steers, 8.25 to 8.50. 32 black heifers, 8.25 to 8.75. 120 mixed steers, 8.75 to 9. 22 black steers and heifers weigh 9 to 9.50. Those are the early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Cafe lunch special is goulash today.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. On the eve of their Super Bowl victory parade, the Kansas City Chiefs announced that they are giving defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, better known by his nickname Spags, a contract extension. The terms of the deal have not been released yet, but the 40-plus year veteran was key to the 25-22 overtime victory in Super Bowl 58 over the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what head coach Andy Reid said that he learned this season.
What you're seeing in the game today is these defensive coordinators, and I tell you ours included, are very flexible with their coverages. So it's not just one or two coverages that they're going to throw at you. They're being able to teach multiple coverages, and they're not afraid to use them at any time during the game. So that's where I tell you the game's changing a little bit. As far as myself, you know, obviously patience was